It doesn't seem as though it will be long before people who rent stalls in this country's fish markets will see an increase in the fee that they are charged. That emerged at Paibay last evening when Maritime Affairs and Blue Economy Minister Kirk Humphrey was asked about what efforts are being considered to reduce the amount of water lost in the fishing industry in a drought-stricken country.
If you want to see how much water is used in the fish market, don't just come look at a water bill. When you look at a water bill, then you know the amount of water that we actually use. So in the areas that we've renovated, for example, we don't want to put on stop. So when you stop using the water, it actually starts to come over, stop kind of thing. But you have to be actually using it to be water to run. And we actually tested some, and as soon as we put them on, people cut them off. The problem that we had at some of the other markets is, for example, in a stall, you may have more than one person actually using the space. So when we wanted to meter at one point, to meter the water, the stall, so that the person would then have to pay for the amount of water that they use. Because I'm telling you, we use a lot of water. As it stands to be in a fish market, people pay, you know, it's not always the case, but people should pay 75 cents a day. 75 cents a day is not even, when you do the full calculation, it's not even $30 at the end of the month. And in some cases, if we're honest, not everybody pays the 75 cents a day. If you consider that for that 75 cents a day, you get a stall space. You get access to electricity. You get access to unlimited amounts of water. You also have to have some storage facilities, even though we have to improve it. There are a number of things that we have to do for the 75 cents. So on the one hand, the 75 cents, we've already had conversations about raising the 75 cents to a number that makes more sense. But even if we raise it, it still wouldn't be at a rate that is so high that it's going to run people out of the industry. But 75 cents cannot do what we're doing.
So what, therefore, are those who are renting the stalls likely to be asked to pay?
I will do better than that. I will tell you what the people have told me. Because we did not sit in our offices and come up with this whole conversation. When we went to the markets, and as recently as the last meeting we had, when we reopened Oisins, the vendors in the actual market are the ones saying to us that the fees are too low. I mean, if you do a poll, whether it's scientific or not, most of the vendors will tell you that they know the fees are too low. And that there was a time when they were higher and for some reason the fees came down. So they expect to be paying more. The number that was proposed to me was to move it to $5 a day. Now truthfully, even if they move it to $5 a day, that's what, $150 or so a month. That still doesn't even begin to pay the fees associated with just being in the market. But that is the number that has been put to me by the vendors. And the vendors, there's also an association they also supported that fee, but the movement from 75 cents to any other fee hasn't been finalized, but it didn't just arise in the office either.
What would be a realistic fee? You say $5 doesn't match it?
Well, $5 would be realistic in the sense that you don't want to move from 75 cents to making people pay for what they use. If by realistic you mean that they're compensating us for every single cent that we spend on them, then that would be a completely different conversation. But I don't want to move from there to all the way there. I just want people to pay a little bit more. Also, because it would also make people realize that they are also invested into the business and would probably spend a little bit more time caring for the space. The people, when we did Bridgetown and Oisins, the vendors said to me, I hope this doesn't mean because you're fixing it up that I don't have to pay more money. And I think people appreciate that if you're going to get quality, that you have to pay for it. Now, we're still offering a very low rate. But if it is that it comes to the point that they have to constantly be paying for things because people in the industry are deliberately damaging the things, then obviously they will have to charge more. But as it stands, I have no intention of raising the fee to a level commensurate with the amount of money that we actually spend. So the $5 was proposed to me. We're having a conversation around it, but I don't see it being more than the $5 for now.
Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.